Oh, that's my Prime delivery.
What, already?
Only one thing can match the buzz of Prime's fast delivery, and that's the buzz of Prime's entertainment.
What are we watching?
Heads of State, that new action comedy with Idris Elba as the Prime Minister, John Cena as the President, and Priyanka Chopra Jonas as their only hope. Looks like a blast.
From fast delivery to explosive entertainment, it's on Prime. For only $8.99 a month, join now. Content includes limited ads, subscription auto-renews. For more information, go to amazon.co.uk/prime.
Here's your morning TMB Tech Minute for Tuesday, July 15th. I'm Mariana Aspuru for The Wall Street Journal. NVIDIA has gotten the okay from the Trump administration to sell its H200 artificial intelligence chip in China, days after Chief Executive Jensen Huang met with President Trump. The chip has been downgraded in some features to address U.S. officials' concerns about exports to China, people familiar with the chip said. This move from the Trump administration marks a shift after the Commerce Department restricted sales of the chip in April, costing NVIDIA billions of dollars. Swedish telecommunications equipment company Ericsson posted better-than-expected earnings due to higher margin sales, increased licensing revenue, and cost savings. But its key networks business still saw sales decline by 5.3%. Looking ahead, Ericsson does anticipate increased uncertainty attributed to potential tariff changes along with the broader macroeconomic environment. And Oracle said it would invest $3 billion to expand its artificial intelligence and cloud infrastructure in Germany and the Netherlands over the next 5 years. The cloud services company is now joining a growing list of U.S. companies that are seeking to bolster their services in Europe. Finally, China's Commerce Ministry said the government is restricting exports of technology used in EV batteries and that it will now require approvals from Chinese authorities. The new restrictions follow similar ones after Beijing tightened its controls over rare earth exports, rattling global supply chains and fueling concerns among Western nations about over-reliance on China for critical materials. We'll have another Tech Minute for you this afternoon. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Friday morning's Tech News Briefing podcast.